Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
The cattle futures today gave back most of the gains from yesterday. Feeder cattle were anywhere from $3 to $3.70 lower, with August feeders at $142.22 down $3.12. Then September, the next month out, down $3.67 to $143.07, about 10 to 15 cents off of their lows. Live cattle were lower as well, not quite as hard down on the August live cattle, down 37 to $109.67. As looks like where they're going to be. That was about 70 cents off of their lows. And box beef, midday, was down 36 on choice, 198.59. Select down 27 at 195.60. This week so far, cash trade on the live cattle has been around 110. It was disappointing for the week. And then this morning's Fed Cattle Exchange had about a little under 1,200 head listed, but did not have any transactions. On August 22nd, we've got the next cold storage report. And then on the 25th of August, it's the cattle on feed report at 2 p.m. Other than that, we've given back a lot of the gains from yesterday on the cattle and a little bit lower again. Have not taken out the lows from a couple days ago, but today we did get back most of it. A lot of people are watching that 140 level on the feeder cattle, hoping it stays above that, and that still remains as the support level.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market today were generally weaker. Beans did close a little higher, steady to about 2 cents higher. But corn was down 1.5 to 2.5, and then the wheat was the weakest. Chicago wheat in December down 9.25 at 4.46 3/4. Kansas City was 7 to 7.5 lower. The Kansas City December made new contract lows yesterday, and it had some follow through again today. And going back through the first part of July, the board was about $6, and now we're under 4.50. So in 40 days or 45 days, we've come down about $1.50. So it's a pretty big sell off there. And then the cotton futures today continue to slide. December cotton was down about 31 at 66.85, and then March was 26 lower at 66.72. So both of those continue to be weak. The contract lows back in July were just a little bit lower than where we are now. Unfortunately, that price has been coming down since March when they were over 75 cents. And being below the moving average and then the crop conditions being as good as they are, it doesn't really look like there's a whole lot of positive news in the market. They could drive prices higher. And also this time of year, we're starting to get some cotton ginned out of South Texas.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.